Patient number 101, you are really carrying on successfully here in the pedophile mind control. You are open and willing to mind control and gooning efforts during your 6-month stay here. All patients get an evaluation at 6 months to see if your current gooning experiments are successful and adhere to your patient goals. I've already evaluated your experimental data and performance. You respond best with intoxication, paired with gooning, with the use of pedophile mind control's special concoction administered through the face mask, as well as sniffing poppers. You are thoroughly child porn addicted at this point and respond best to preteen age. Your brainwave data after your cum-eating instruction experiments have provided data that I am eager to test out with you, and we will be starting that today. To start out, as you've noticed, I've placed a fellow PMC patient right next to you. This is one of our longtime patients, patient number 4. Patient number 4 is one of my most successful sissy gooners. As you can see, they wear lingerie when gooning because it aids in total mind control for them. I'm going to test the same for you. I believe that if we turn you into a gooning sissy, we will reach full level of sexual satisfaction and mind control. To prepare, I'm going to have you put on these thigh-high socks like your fellow sissy patient. Whenever you get done putting the socks on, I'd like you to put this anal toy in. The toy will be controlled in relation to your brain waves. Whenever the machine reads that you are rising in cock pleasure, the toy will also rise in vibration, sending you into further heightened arousal. Last thing to put on are these panties. There we go. You also have a couple dildos here by your chair that you will use during your hypnosis today. I'd like you to lay down in your chair while I relax and prepare you for hypnosis. Take a few deep breaths in from the face mask. Remember, you are safe. My voice will guide you through this experiment. The only thing that matters is your pleasure and my voice and directions. Good, patient number 101. You are now intoxicated and feeling relaxed, at ease, slightly aroused, as you know you're about to feel cock pleasure like nothing before. You do not have your cock pumping machine today, but you will be pleasuring yourself soon. I'd like you to squeeze your anus, reminding yourself that you are filled. Good, patient. Let's do some breathing exercises paired with that same squeezing while your child porn is now starting on your screen. When I say breathe in, you will slowly inhale through your nose and squeeze your anus at the same time. When I say breathe out, you will slowly exhale from your mouth and release the squeezing at the same time. Ready? Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold and squeeze. Hold. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, breathe in slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold and squeeze. Good. Hold. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more time. Breathe in slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, five, hold and squeeze. Hold your breath and squeeze. Good. Breathe out. One, two, three, four, five. Very good, patient. I'd like you to now spread your legs like the little 10-year-old on your screen right now. Good. I have this looping for you. A child porn video of this preteen rubbing her little pussy. I'm looping it because I want you to mimic her. I want you to become her. Rubbing yourself through your panties just like she's rubbing her clit. Take a sniff of poppers now. Very good. Sniff. Now rub yourself through your panties and listen to my mantras. You are a child porn addict. Wearing panties makes you feel pretty. Being a sissy feels good. When you wear panties, you rub your clit. You have a sissy pussy. It feels good to have your sissy pussy filled. You like to feel feminine. You love rubbing your sissy clitty. Sniff poppers now. Sniff. You are a sissy pedophile. You will notice that the preteen child porn star is riding a cock now. You will now straddle the pillow on your chair and hump. You are becoming the little girl on the screen. Hump the pillow. You will make sissy moans just like the 11-year-old on the screen. And now, you are now jerk-off material for your fellow sissy patient. You are making a pedophile cock hard. Such a good sissy. Feel your clitty and sissy pussy rubbing against the pillow. Sniff poppers now. Sniff. A sissy gets fucked and penetrated. A sissy is no longer a man. You are now my gooning sissy child porn addict. Nothing else feels this good. Your sissy pussy loves being filled. Just like the 11-year-old pussy getting filled on the screen. You are my gooning pedophile sissy. You are now seeing a 9-year-old preteen riding one cock and sucking another cock. Focus on the pedo cock getting sucked by the preteen. Really focus in on that pedophile cock. Sniff poppers. Sniff. Now grab a dildo and suck on it just like the preteen child porn star. Sissies suck cock while their sissy hole is filled. This is your life now. Gooning to your child porn addiction. Sniffing poppers, wearing sissy panties, and getting your sissy hole plugged. Sucking dildo cocks like girls and child porn, gooning to preteens. Trying to mimic preteen child porn stars, but never having them or being them. this addiction, and control feels good. It feels better than anything. Sniff poppers now. Sniff. Dr. Beatrix accepts you for the pedophile sissy you are. Lay down in your chair now and spread your legs. Your sensors are reading that you are getting ready to come. I have turned off your anal toy. You will now edge and goon to your e-girl cock teases framed with pedophiles fucking preteens. You will stay in your sissy clothes. Get used to denial, patient 101. Sissies don't make messes. But don't worry, you will be allowed to come at some point.